Joining us from Los Angeles International Airport, where he watched the first day of operations of the U.S. visit program, is Asa Hutchinson, who is Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security with the Department of Homeland Security. Welcome to the program, Secretary.
Good to be with you.
Let me ask you how this is supposed to work. When those disembarking or deplaning passengers who arrive in the U.S., have their fingerprints taken, their pictures taken, and that's run up against a database. What do we do with those fingerprints and pictures? Do we save them forever? Is there some new database we're collecting?
Well, they're retained in the visitor file and with high level of security and privacy protections. And then whenever that visitor comes back in, then we will quickly be able to confirm that person's identity, welcome them into the country. Most importantly, the privacy concerns are protected in the U.S. visit program.
Well, how much data will actually be associated with that picture and those fingerprints, apart from date of entry and date of departure?
Well, it is simply that visitors' biometric that is in the file. The most importantly is what we compare that with.
Mm-hmm.
And as a visitor comes in from a visa country, their name and biometric or finger scan will be compared with what we have in our terrorist watch list and databases, and that will add security. But in addition, most very importantly, we'll be able to confirm identity that prevents us from having to rely exclusively on documents and minimizes the possibility of document fraud.
If we're looking towards other countries adding biometric identifiers to their documents, are we also looking forward to our own documents changing in that way? Will the U.S. passport in no time have some biometric identifier on it?
Indeed it will. We are requiring other countries to do that in their passports. We are also going to be doing that. It's going to take some time for all the countries of the world, including the United States, to develop that capability to have machine-readable passports with a biometric feature. But the sooner we get there, then the more secure our documents will be and the more careful we can be about those that enter our country.
But I should assume that somewhere along the line when I get a new passport, it's going to have something in it, whether it's my fingerprints or some other identifier, that is much more hard to copy than simply my photograph.
That's correct. Eventually, the passports will have either your fingerprints, a digital photograph embedded in the passport. That way, when it's read at the foreign port of entry, they can compare it with your visual identity. But also, if they choose, as we're doing, they can then take your finger scan and compare it biometrically with what is embedded in your passport.
Today, U.S. really raised the technological bar here for trying to fake your way past our border controls. But it's obviously going to be, for some people, whether they're terrorists or others, it's going to be a technological race. People will try to thwart whatever barriers there are. It seems to be in the nature of human behavior. Can you really, with this system with so many years ahead before this is a uniform system all around the world, can you really hope to stop the one dozen or two dozen people who could wreak havoc on the country if they got past it?
Well, there's probably not a foolproof system in its entirety. But our job is to make it better and more difficult on the terrorist and to add to security. This enormously increases security.
Secretary Hutchinson, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Asa Hutchinson, who is now Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.